so we're gonna put in a couple.
I know. No.
Spider. Ooh, spider, widow, lighter. Teenage
ambition, Ralph, remember where. Janky Town? What the hell is that, man? I don't have no time for no junk, Janky Town.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Malaysian Airlines Flight 37.
This is...
Quitters never give up.
Go ahead.
And from what I understand, quitters never give up.
Fucking amazing.
But quitters never give up?
Right. Well,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Quitters never...
What the hell's it called?
Quitters never give up.
That's it. Quitters never give up.
OMG. That's amazing.
Because I said quitters never give up, and he said, that's all they do.
Worth that was so worth it.
All out party people. It is episode 77 of Quitters Never Give Up. I'm here today with listener Edwin, Jennifer Sunshine, and Lindsay from her car. What's up, party people?
I will not forgive you for cutting off that SpongeBob SquarePants intro.
I did not do that. That was the drop I found on the tick of the talk, the ticker talker, TikTok.
Oh, are you a SpongeBob fan, Lindsay?
No, I just know the song.
Oh.
And I have my phone background is Surprise Patrick.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Which, again,
I love SpongeBob.
Yeah, me too.
I use that for the Malaysian air flight that we're going to talk about later.
Okay.
Because that was on the podcast. And then
still
also,
never found it, did they? Or is that a spoiler alert?
I don't know. They never find it. No. All right. Shall we get this started?
I'm just going to say this is May 19th, 2009.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And a new feature called Would You Like to Take That Back? Where we've been keeping files of those of us that try to make jokes and then they don't necessarily work out. So we're going to give you ourselves a chance to take some of the stuff back. And I'd just like to start by saying I'm taking all mine back. Not standing by any of it. So. Thank you.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I always wish that real life had the button that you have on your TiVo that you can go back 10 seconds. Because if you had that, then you have a chance. You'd have a do-over. You'd have a chance to take back some of the stuff that you say and some of the stuff that happens. Right?
Or would you have to relive that embarrassing moment over and over again?
See, that's the brutal part of it, is that when you make a mistake, especially with this job, the tape is there and it can be played over and over. Can't change the past. No matter how much you wish you could.
So I guess the question that we're going to ask here is, would you like to take that back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
All right, so we've been rolling tape on the Kevin and Bean Show for many years, but just recently it occurred to us to start saving perfect examples of, well, you know what? If I had the chance to do that over again, maybe I would not have asked that question or made that joke.
We've done moments with for a long time. That's when we make mistakes.
Right.
This is
right.
An attempt at a joke that where you thought it would be funny, you heard it in your head, and it sounded funny in your head, and then you said it out loud, and you realize that it's just not at all.
It's a conscious choice.
Yes.
And apparently all of us are guilty of it, except for Lisa May, who seems to be perfect. I don't know how she does it. But
yeah.
I don't try to be funny.
She's not represented. Well, so, apparently we should learn from you.
The first one, we were doing an Oscar de la Hoya bit, and and it's mine, and I'd like to say yes. I'd like to take it back. All right.
Oscar, what are you going to do now that you're not going to be boxing anymore? You have any plans, Golden Boy?
I'm going to pursue my career in many things. The Golden Boy, I have a lot of things going for me.
Like what things?
Male stripping.
Okay.
I've always been a big fan of painting. I will probably paint some many things.
Really? Wow.
Is it the same kind of painting that we think about when we think painting?
I don't know.
Okay, I didn't get that one.
All right, yeah, that's...
What is that? Listen.
What kind of painting do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Kevin?
That's like someone else. I don't even know who that was.
You're going to go with what? You're going to do apartments or a house painting? Why are you going to make a joke about that? You know?
I don't know what that means.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Yes. I think it's gotcha journalism delivery, too. Like, do you mean the same type of painting we mean?
Yeah, I nailed it.
No one had any idea what you were talking about. All right, so if we're keeping...
track. Yes, that's yes. a yes. I would like back. To take that back.
Okay.
All right. The next one is Bean.
So you got a lawn ticket. Not good enough. Want to get down up front, see Asher Roth. Boom. Help yourself.
But don't fight to stay because you are going to get booted then when the other bands come.
It's going
to
be a melee.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Who in Cincinnati, isn't it? That's what's happening later on here today.
So then we all looked at it. Like,
the Who in Cincinnati?
I don't know what that means, but it sounds bad. The Who in Cincinnati?
I know what it means, and it's terrible. Like, why would you even think to
okay,
reference
that? Okay, how's that your reference?
This is just this past Saturday at the Weenie Roast. And we were talking about how they were going to be asking people to leave one section of the venue and go to another section. Right. I was suggesting that it would be like the Who in Cincinnati.
I think we all understand.
You got it. We just can't imagine why you would make a 35-year-old reference.
Because,
there hasn't been any kind of a riot since then.
Remember at Christmas when that dude at Walmart got trampled on by those shoppers?
How about that?
Okay, about that guy?
Maybe that would have been a little bit more timely. Look, the Who changed the rules for general admission concerts because all those people got trampled trying to get into the building back in the 70s.
We know the story.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was probably the most accurate example I could have given.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not the most effective.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
I think Walmart Christmas shoppers would have been more effective. So I would say, yes, I would like
all
to take
right.
it back.
All right.
This one is Ralph.
Race to which mountain? That mountain over there.
Keeping it. Stand by.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even now?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say it was a good choice to do that for 3 weeks in a row?
It got better every time I said it. That's what I'm thinking.
So you're saying you wouldn't take
I
that back?
I would not take that back, sir. Wow. I stand by which mountain? That mountain over there. See? That was the name of the movie.
You would not
take
it back.
Okay. I'm not taking it back.
All right. So we were talking about ABBA tribute bands fighting.
Oh, yeah.
And this was done.
And no, they haven't.
I know which one is the
it's
best.
It's a big country.
Right, which one's fake, which one's real.
No, this isn't big country, Ralph. This is ABBA that we're talking about. Come on.
Yes, he did. See, because big country is the name of a band.
Sweden is a big country.
Right.
Yeah. Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to let big country stand. I'm going to say I'm happy with that, and I would do it again today.
Wow. Wow, you have no standards. All right, we're back to me, Dollhouse, talking.
Oh, this is awesome.
Dollhouse, that's happened.
Yes, little Fantasy Island, little Alias, little Quantum Leap.
Gotcha.
We'll throw anything in there.
Any whores?
I'm sorry?
Nothing?
Okay, that was us interviewing Joss Whedon, the creator of Dollhouse, right?
Right. Asking what the show was about.
Any whores?
Would you like to take that back?
BS.
Mike, we don't have time for your long description about what happened.
Television shows influence you. And so he starts giving us. Kevin looks at me and writes TV shows and puts question
marks. Right, we don't have time for this whole thing.
And Kevin goes with whores.
Any whores?
Here's the best part. He took it back right then.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, nothing.
Right that second. Nothing. He knew enough to take it back. Nothing.
But he was listing television shows. He mentioned Quantum Leap and Alias. Whores is not a show. It doesn't even fit.
Although if it was, I would watch.
So yes or no? I'm taking that one.
It's a cops.
I tell you, it's a standing yes.
Yes. All right, you'll take that one back.
I'll take them all back because I have a little pride. Not like you guys who stand by your mistakes.
All right. Please tell me we're done for
now. Susan Sarandon.
Oh, there's more.
Opened the bar with a ping pong table in it. This might be the
best
one.
It's a ping pong bar. The entire bar is filled with ping pong tables so people can go. It's like a pool table bar. You know, when you go in, they have all those tables.
Right.
You go in just to play ping pong because she loves ping pong. The bar has a giant floor on which there are several Olympic-sized ping pong tables.
Wait, King Kong's balls?
What?
Put that in the file.
Would you like to take that back?
Yes. I hope that others might remember the famous joke.
Yeah. But it wasn't even set up at that point yet.
I mean, it makes sense. Because whenever I hear anything about ping pong balls, I automatically think of the joke whose punchline is, oh, I thought you said King Kong's balls.
Right. But the setup wasn't anything like that. Ralph was saying there is Olympic-sized ping pong table there. He said tables.
Yeah.
He said, wait, ping pong
I
balls?
I ended up the statement with like tables or bar or something. Or New
York. Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Yeah, I'll throw that one back in the pond, right. Actually. I will, actually.
All right. So what are we, like 4-1? Ralph's the only one who's not taking stuff back.
No, Bean held on to big country, too.
I held on to big country.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Yeah.
Okay, please tell me we're done now.
We're done now, but until
next week.
Next week when we have plenty of these to go through.
Awesome. The first, would you like to take that back?
Yep.
That's very cool. It doesn't seem like that long ago, but Yeah, I guess it is, huh?
Well, and then you figure how long. I mean, that bit went for the rest of the show, and how we all know the song, and it, we hear it in commercials and other stuff. So I think what we should do, it maybe we can time it, is we all call into the Ralph Report for Popcorn's One Hit Wonder.
Oh, good idea.
You keep the list of all the One Hit Wonders. He hasn't done that one?
Nope. I just checked it.
Really?
Oh, yep.
That's surprising.
Yeah. And he hasn't done, what was the other one I called in for? Jenny 8675309, because there's bits when Bean was trying to buy the number, so I was trying to get that paired up together. So yeah, there's other stuff. All right, next one. The second, would you like to take that back?
Ralph in here as well, because the new game show that is sweeping the country, Would You Like to Take That Back, is on.
We do a lot of
shows here. Mm-hmm. A lot of Kevin and Bean shows, and they're about 4.5 hours. You got to fill the time. Mm-hmm. And you try your best to be funny. It doesn't always work. Sometimes you hear something really funny in your head, and then when it comes out of your mouth, you go, wow, that was not what I expected, and so does everybody else.
So we're going to do that in terms of radio, though, things we've said on radio.
Right.
We're going to go back to those clips.
We're going to say maybe not the best choice.
And then give the person the opportunity to take it back.
I would like to take this conversation back, and I'd like to nominate this conversation for the next time we play. Would you like to take that back?
Here's Ralph talking about some birthdays.
And guitarist inventor Les Paul is 94 years old today. His brother, Moore Paul, is... is also celebrating a birthday.
Yeah, the same birthday?
Yeah. Would you like to take that back?
Would you like to take that back? In my defense, it was a reference to you, Kevin, earlier in the show saying congratulations to Bean for not making a Moore Paul joke on the Les Paul name.
Right.
So I was sort of referencing that joke as a joke for us to enjoy by actually going the extra step and making the Moore Paul joke.
So your answer to would you like to take it back?
I don't think I would take that.
You're going to keep it.
I'm going to hold on to that one. I'm going to own that one.
All right.
Okay. And I can't wait till next year on Les Paul's birthday because I've got a Mrs. Paul fish sticks joke that is going to slay.
That is going
to
be good.
Now, would you like to take that back?
No. Would you like to take that back? We'd like you to take what you just said back right now.
That's an instant take back.
All right.
I refuse.
Ralph, what was the religion you were talking about, a story where they can't have blood transfusions?
Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah.
Because the prince, I guess, needs a double hip surgery or
something.
But you can't even recirculate your own blood.
Yeah.
That's what they believe in the religion. So Ralph was talking about that, and then Bean came in with a real gem.
Blood is sacred to God. Blood must not be eaten or transfused. Must not be taken in by humans.
So can they even go see Twilight?
Oh my God. Would you like to take that back? Would
you like to take that back? I don't believe I will take that back, and I'll tell you why. Because we were talking about that they can't eat blood, and I'm taking it even a step further to say not only can't they eat blood, they can't even watch other people eat blood like vampires do in Twilight.
Here's what Bean does every time we question his judgment.
He's got a lot of rationalization.
He starts explaining it like we don't know.
Right.
We're completely false in our assumption of what's going on. We know what you were referring to, and we're asking you, would you like to take
that back? I'm going to say
it wasn't confusing. It was just hideous. That's what we're saying.
You're saying it wasn't funny.
Right.
All right. I'll take it back.
All right.
I'll take it back. If it was that well received, I'll take it back.
All right. Fantastic.
Does Jack Bauer wake up every day and go, oh, I hope today's not one of those days? And he skates through it. And the next day wakes up and goes, oh, not today. Please don't make it be today. Because every once in a while, it turns real bad for him.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
Keyboard cat.
Playing Bean right off the show.
Playing him off.
Keyboard cat. Would you like to take that back?
Would you like to take that back? Yeah, I'll throw that one back, too.
I think maybe you
should. I'd like to suggest the length of that compared with the comedy in it was probably...
Especially for 8 years now, we've been saying, boy, yeah. Jack Bauer sure has some bad days.
That dude's got some bad days, I'll tell you that.
But then, 360 days in a row, he wakes up and it's a pretty good day. That was kind of... you get the bit.
Yeah, we get the bit. We understand that.
Understood.
All right, I'll take it back.
So I was supposed to bring in clips from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was a painful show, so I only watched maybe half of it.
As you were wont to do.
But I was supposed to bring in clips. So the guys were yelling at me, how am I going to bring in clips if I don't watch the whole show? And Bean, again, takes it way too far trying to be funny. Wow.
You may have missed some good stuff.
I'm sure I did.
If your job was to be in clips, how do you not watch the whole show?
Got enough clips.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Got plenty of clips that I need.
But what about the best ones? What if you missed something that was great? What was the best thing you should have brought in?
Well, that would be a disaster.
Well, it would surely be less than doing your best, wouldn't it?
Kevin, all you know, Kevin, is that there was poop. You don't know whether you missed the nuts or not.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Please say yes. And don't explain further.
I was just trying to say.
Don't need an explanation. No, we got
understand.
It.
Yes or no?
Yes or no?
That was a
yes
reasonable.
Or no. Yes or no?
As analogies go, Bean.
It was pretty reasonable because it was a crappy show, but
yes,
how crappy
no.
was it, Kevin? Does it know?
Yes or no? And the answer has got to be yes, we are insisting.
Yes is the answer. Stand by that
He's
one.
Standing by it.
I'm going to stand by the poop and the nuts. I think I will.
Why don't you go stand by the poop and the nuts?
You are very bad. Ralph, who's Alison Lohman?
Alison Lohman is an actress who was recently seen in Drag Me to Hell.
Okay.
She's the star of that film.
This is the last. Would you like to take that back?
Apparently, Alison Lohman plays a young loan officer.
Bell!
Yeah, I think so, too. Bell. Yeah.
Bell for Lohman?
Yeah.
How about Barkley? Is he good?
Charles?
Oh, my God! You did
Lohman and Barkley! Legendary Los Angeles radio town.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
All right, so that was...
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
There was a very popular morning show called Lohman and Barkley
right.
here in
How
Los Angeles.
Back in the old K-West.
Yeah. I'm going to say the same thing to you that I say to Bean, which is, we know that.
You didn't? You said Charles Barkley?
Well, it took me a while to get to the fact that that's what you were referencing.
Well, I was just
I'm
going to
be very disappointed if Ralph takes this back.
I would absolutely take this one
yes.
back.
Oh,
yes.
That's a good choice.
Quality comedy.
To Bean, that's great. That's why you should.
A little too much time spent in the Wayback Machine for that to pay off.
I would like to take it and then use it myself. That's how much I love that line.
Those are not available for use. Once you take them back, they are banned from the show.
Yeah.
So that's the way it works.
I'm very disappointed, Ralph, to see you turn on your best material.
It might have been a little too moldy oldie to bring out the Lohman and Barkley.
We're disappointed that you didn't, B. We were very disappointed in
would
you
as well. Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Eddie has a Lohman and Barkley CD.
Really, Eddie?
Is that what I
was trying to hold it up, but it was like blurred. I literally bought this like 2 weeks ago. Well, you remember Psycho Mike did a Lohman and Barkley reference. He's way too young to even know who they are. I don't know how he knew that. Bean, I could see because he loves that old-time radio stuff.
Now I'm going to play this. Sure, this is just confusing the hell out of her.
Probably.
Diamond, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. I was confused when I got in, but I'm good now.
I was like, oh, let's play the popcorn because we just played a Would You Like to Take That Back segment. Oh. And then realizing that it might be really jarring for somebody to join a meeting with music blasting in her ears.
All right, so we have Geometric Bananas with us, and Geometric Bananas runs the Kevin and Bean Chucklehead Instagram and Twitter accounts.
Thank you for having me.
Can we do the week that was before I have to go? I feel like that's right up Geometric Bananas' alley.
Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
Edwin!
No, Edwin.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
One, two, three.
It's a new day.
Oh, began to begin.
Our feature presentation.
Week 12. 2011.
Our back in day.
I don't mind.
I literally get the skeevies and the heebie-jeebies and my spine tingles.
Welcome to the week that was. We're doing August 22 to 26, 2011. We have a special guest, Geometric Bananas. So we're going to check in with her, get her opinion on things as we go. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
We're going to start out. Ralph was doing the Showbiz Report. The reboot of Conan the Barbarian was out, and that had Bean's all-time favorite, Rachel Nichols. So What do you think? Did Bean rush out to the theaters?
Conan the Barbarian, in its debut, made $10.5 million.
Can I butt in, Ralph?
Yes.
We had Rachel Nichols on last week.
Yes, you did.
And Bean said,
it looks freaking awesome. I mean, I really can't wait to see this movie on Friday, and you should too. Conan the Barbarian. How was it, Bean?
He couldn't wait. I'm glad to hear it. How was it, Bean?
I didn't get to the movie. I didn't see it per se.
You just said you couldn't wait to go on Friday. Friday, right. The opening day. You could not wait to go then.
I didn't make it that day.
How was Saturday?
Well, no. Saturday kind of came and
went.
Well,
that makes sense. Sunday's easier. Sometimes you catch a matinee on Sunday. You can
I haven't quite seen it yet, but I am still looking forward to it. Yeah. I am still very excited because I love it. I love Rachel, as you know, and I hear the movie is very good.
I can tell you love her so much. That you stayed away in droves from her movie this weekend.
I'm going to go see it. I am totally going to go see it. Dave says she or a body double playing Rachel Nichols is topless in the movie.
Not really busy. Not enough to get Bean there. Not to get Bean in the theater.
I'm going. I'm going. Believe you me.
Perhaps it would have done better than fourth in the list if Bean had showed up. I'm just
that extra $6 would have put it over the top.
It might have. Where are you going to see a movie for $6? By the way,
kidding.
Is there Washington State? Is there a drive-in on the island?
Things are cheaper here.
Wow.
Yeah, so Bean didn't quite get around to seeing his favorite actress of all time. I'll have to do some research and see if he ever saw that movie at all.
That reminds me of when they had Paul McCartney on. And, you know, Paul McCartney was like, oh, you know, I hope to see you at the gig. And Bean, absolutely. So then, you know, when they're listening back to it, and I actually have it up on the Chuckleheads page, Ralph says, hey, Bean, how was the concert? So then he's like, oh, I didn't actually go. And he's like, well, why did you say it so, you know, with such emphasis? Absolutely. I'll be on stage with you playing the instruments. You know, and then they were making fun of originally of Kevin because Kevin hung up on Paul. But then it switched from making fun of Kevin to making fun of Bean. And then Kevin's like, if I can defend myself, a reason why I hung up on Paul McCartney is because I was distracted by Bean's lies. So that whole clip just reminded me of that.
Yeah, that was a favorite running joke of mine where Bean was so excited about whatever it was. And then the next week, hey, Bean, how was it? Oh, I didn't go.
Yep.
Good old Bean.
It's funny, too, because that the Bean's really busy. Boop. Like, if you think about it now, like the kids aren't going to know what the boop means.
I don't think I know. What was it?
It's a busy dial tone.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Wait, they would play never it again. Can you play it again?
Bean's really busy.
Yeah. Boop.
Bean's- we should do a special, or maybe you should on your page of just the things Bean said he was excited for and never went to. I think that would be interesting.
That's a great idea.
Okay. One of us is going to do it.
We did do the Beans in a Rush segment a long, long time ago, because that was one of my favorites was he's just, you know, very busy, but then he like goes to visit all the radio personalities, and, like takes time out of his like schedule and day to travel and drive thousands of miles to see them.
He's been buying tickets to concerts and not going.
He still does that. Yeah.
Yeah. Currently on the podcast, he's like, oh, I got tickets to this thing. And he didn't go.
I actually had this thought about being in concerts and him moving. Does he have like future concerts for the UK that he's just not going to even be in the country for that he bought tickets? Because he buys them months out. I want to know what he's just completely abandoning now, where he's just like, nope, not even in the country.
I'll bet you anything.
Good point.
Yeah. There's got to be some.
But there's some that he's been in England. The concert's coming up. He knows it's that day. He gets almost ready and then says, no.
He skipped ELO. I have no clue how he did that.
I know something like that. I mean, like a classic group like that might not be around forever. So, Bean, you better get out there and go see these guys. Okay, let's move forward. Okay, Ralph was on vacation this week, so Psycho Mike came in for a day to do Showbiz Beats. This was great. It was at the end of the Showbiz Beat, and they just challenged him, do like a quick impression of all the people who have birthdays today.
Today's celebrity birthday is an unbelievable list. Mike, I'd like you to do a one-line impression of each celebrity right, who's celebrating a birthday
today. This is not going
to
be good, but I'll do it.
Because I think a lot of them are in your wheelhouse. First of all, talk show host Regis Philbin is 80.
What's that Navy ring you got there? Is that a Navy ring? You're swarthy. That's what he told me.
Did he really? Yeah. That's what Regis said to you?
I had my grandfather's Navy ring on. And he's like, and I'm trying to talk to him. What an honor it is to sit in your chair, even for, is that a Navy ring?
Thanks, Regis.
From Judas Priest, the great Rob Halford turned 60 today.
Let's hear this. Tougher than ever!
Rocker Elvis Costello is 57.
Hey, I'm Elvis Costello.
Country singer Billy Ray Cyrus turns 50 today.
Oh, yeah! Woo! All my kids have babies!
Model Claudia Schiffer is 41.
I'm a model.
Hey, Blake Lively turns 24.
Oh, Blake Lively. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio's penis can cure cancer. Look at me. He bought me a Prius because I don't have enough money of my own to buy my own car.
The beautiful Rachel Bilson is 30.
Oh, look at me. I have a mustache. I belong in TJ selling chicken.
Actor Sean Connery turns 81.
Right. I'm not a big fan of most ethnicities, and I surely don't take back that I'd like to punch women.
And finally, and I don't know if this is too much of a stretch, Mike, but I'm going to throw it out there just to see how you do. Gene Simmons of the band Kiss turned 62.
I don't know if I can pull that one off.
First off, happy birthday to me. I'm a handsome and powerful man. And later on today, I had a custom-made cake, which is my face, you know, with wearing the makeup and everything. And it's a red velvet cake with a custom buttercream. Speaking of custom creams, I'm sure I can work up a custom cream.
This has been. Right.
So I'm going to put this in the same category of astrology is BS, because Regis Philbin and Gene Simmons, same birthday. I don't think they're anything like each other.
Oh, I think they're exactly alike. I mean, you put that makeup on Regis, he's a demon.
Oh, I would love to see that. So since it was their birthday, I went back into the archives, try to find some stuff on both of those, because they kind of have a interesting history with Kevin and Bean. Now, we've heard the Regis one all the time where Bean was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and screwed that up for Ray Romano. So in the archive, they had one of Patricia Heaton telling her side of it, because she was on his list, too, of people he could call. So she gives an interesting view of her side of it.
Patty told him that geography was one of hers.
Oh, now I'm ticked off.
Call us if you get a question like that. The question was, what is the capital of the Republic of Georgia? And he called a disc jockey from K-Rock.
She's so disappointed.
Completely disgusted by his choice to call a disc jockey from K-Rock.
So is Ray Romano, by the way.
Disc jockey, can you believe it? A disc jockey from K-Rock named Bean.
Everyone's laughing at me.
The whole audience, of course, they have no idea who you are, but they're all laughing at you.
Now they're reduced to laughing at my name.
Yes. And Ray calls after the show is over. They finally released me at about midnight. And Ray was the only one left in the studio, I think. And he said to me, ask David, what's the capital of the Republic of Georgia? David. And Dave shouts out, Tbilisi. And Ray said, is he 100% sure? And I said, yeah. And that was the answer.
Oh, boy. Well, he would have.
Lost on the next question.
That was the $250,000 question, and because Bean didn't know it, mm-hmm. Ray decided to stop at $125,000.
So she was basically going to ask her husband is what was going to happen.
Yeah, he was standing by, and he knew it.
Yeah, she had a pool.
Yes.
So much for the Bean, huh?
Yeah, thank you, Regis. Appreciate that.
Yeah, so that's the other side of that story that I forgot. And here's the thing. Patricia Heaton had told Ray, hey, I'm an expert in geography and history, so if you got a question like that, call me. Nope, he had to call Bean, and then he lost. So nice job.
I just love the disgust in her voice of a DJ at K-Rock. Like that was something like, why would you do this? That's beautiful.
Yeah. So let's hit up Gene Simmons. Like I said, same birthday as Regis. Now he has got a long history with the Kevin and Bean show, and reality and his Psycho Mike's impression. So I combed through the archive. I think this was one of my favorite Gene Simmons clips.
Anna Nicole Smith has been discharged from the hospital in the Bahamas where she was recovering from pneumonia.
Thank God she's safe.
Kind of discharge,
Mike. Discharge, Lisa May.
Wait a minute. Wow, Lisa's talking to herself as Gene Simmons now.
Was that your Gene Simmons impression?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes. Speaking of discharge, Lisa May.
Wow. Wow.
So Lisa May bringing it. Okay, no, I was just joking.
Oh, my dear Lord.
What do you think, Geometric Bananas? I bet you can do just as good an impression, right?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm an improv master, so let me see what I can do. Yes, hello, Edwin. Thank you all for having me on the Quitters Never Give Up podcast.
Well done.
Okay. Improv master.
Someone who's a little bit better than us at improv, and that was this was a call, or this was a segment they set up. It was Larry King talks to Gene Simmons, because there was a story in the news that they ran into each other somewhere. And they're like, that must have been a fascinating conversation. So they recreated it.
This salad is terrific. Did you know Julius Caesar never once ate a Caesar salad?
You know, speaking of Julius Caesar, he had the bangs that came down into his forehead. Speaking of things that came down in the forehead, I remember I was with Jane Fonda in 1973 on the Kiss Destroyer tour. And she said to me, you know, just aim right here. Well, that's neither here nor there.
Jane Fonda, communist. You're on the air.
Speaking of communism, I remember I was in Da Nang playing with Kiss in 1975. I was with Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits. And I got this terrible...
The greatest kiss I ever had was from Angie Dickinson. Policewoman. Great broad.
Great ass, too. I remember I was sleeping with Angie Dickinson in 1983 when we just got done playing Beth. I was at the Forum in Los Angeles, and I got off stage, and Angie Dickinson is right there, and she's wearing a chicken suit for some reason, and she says to me, Gene Simmons...
Speaking of chicken, the best chicken I ever had, a little place right around the corner from Wrigley Field. Fried chicken.
Speaking of Wrigley Field, I was chewing Wrigley gum with John Paul Jones at the Hyatt House in 1982, and next thing you know, we are hitting a girl in the face with a sturgeon, and she says to me, Gene, do you really need to do this? And I'm thinking to myself, why is she wearing Kiss makeup? I was the one who was on stage a little bit earlier.
I've never been to Africa and never will. Allergic to the tsetse fly.
Speaking of flies, I remember they were taking the picture for the cover of the Rolling Stones Sticky Finger album, right there with the fly. And they asked, can we use your fly, Gene Simmons? And I said, no, it could be too powerful an image. And people's corneas would burn right out of their face.
The first radio station I ever worked at was completely kerosene-powered. We later changed to coal-burning microphones. But the fumes killed three DJs. True story.
I remember the first time I heard Kiss on the radio. It was
speaking
a good
of true stories.
I was in Brooklyn,
hello,
New York.
Hello, waiter. You're on the air.
And I was saying, I need to myself, some more water. You know, you have beautiful
and a glass of your finest Pinot Noir.
And I was slicking it back and I was looking
at Pinot Noir means black grape.
You know, if you've ever seen that movie.
Speaking of
Monero,
grapes,
actually,
my scrotum hangs
Japanese
so low.
Word,
I'm sitting on it right now.
It's tuna. It's a different type of tuna. It's tuna belly.
No dessert for us, thanks. Just the check. He's picking it up.
Oh, that's right. I'll take it.
Good dinner, Gene.
It's a great dinner, Larry. Thank you.
You're terrific.
You're fantastic. Powerful and handsome.
I think that's kind of close to what it sounded like a bit.
Well, the only problem I heard is Gene Simmons picks up the check. I don't think that would happen.
If you put those two windbacks together, that just creates the perfect storm. It's just nonstop air blowing out of both of them.
If you were in an airplane and they were talking, like your oxygen mask would drop down because they would suck up all the air in the airplane.
This guy
You're
gets
totally
it.
Right about that. Okay, let's pick back up with the show after those celebrity birthdays. They did a story about Simon Cowell from American Idol.
Simon Cowell is wealthy and has a lot of time on his hands.
Yes.
He might have too much time on his hands. He was recently profiled in GQ magazine about how he spends his mornings.
Okay.
This is Simon Cowell. This is what you do. You wake up. Every morning you watch old school Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Okay.
He does. That's how he starts his day.
Does college student?
Wait, Hanna-Barbera old school?
Josie and the Pussycats, long tails and ears perhaps.
Hey, so me and Simon Cowell have something in common. Besides the billions of dollars we also both have.
Right.
Are you a fan of old school Hanna-Barbera there?
No, I'm not. I am a fan of like old shows. Like I could literally watch I Love Lucy all day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I love Lucy. I love Beverly Hillbillies. I love Andy Dick show. Like there I love old timey shows like that because of my grandparents. When I would visit them, they would have that going and I would sit down with my grandpa and we would watch those shows together.
You must be a fan of MeTV then, right?
I actually don't have like a cable or satellite. Me and my husband, we just everything we stream.
Oh no, MeTV is a no for the air thing. But yeah, they have all old shows. You look it up, yep. they have affiliates everywhere. Yeah.
Me and Perry Mason are good friends.
Oh totally. I love that show.
Every night.
Don't you remember when Ralph and Bean had a big argument about that? He's like, it's a great show, and Ralph said it's an awful show.
It's both. That's the beauty of Perry Mason. We'll get onto that on another episode, but trust me, it is the best of both worlds.
Why do some people tune out?
Okay, next up, we have this was a Rihanna story. There was a rumor in the media that there was a sex tape with Rihanna. And so Bean used that as a good excuse to kind of derail the show with drops.
Hustler claims that they have a Rihanna sex tape. They say we have seen it. We do know, and they don't know what they're going to do with it yet. Keyword is yet. She made the tape with rapper J. Cole. He opened for Rihanna on her Loud tour, and then she made a cameo in his music video, Can't Get Enough.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Oh, my God. You're not allowed to play that.
Producer Alex,
I told you, you are not allowed to play that clip when I am on the air. I literally get the skeevies and the heebie-jeebies and my spine tingles.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Oh, my God.
Immediately after this Showbiz report, please go and try to line up Rihanna for us to talk to you later.
All right.
Would you do that for me?
We need
I have a special Rihanna hotline, so we'll see what we can do.
She's like singing on my lap.
Oh, my God. No. I'm going to get Chris Hansen in here. This is disgusting.
He's cheating right now. He's not available.
I know. He's too busy. So keep. Oh, I hate you.
Go ahead.
Rose McGowan escaped a cult as a child. Are you aware of this? Ooh. No, I had not heard. Seriously, stop it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is freaky.
Wait, hold on. Rose McGowan?
Being in a cult.
Giddy up.
She admitted to People magazine she grew up in the Children of God sect. It is a polygamous cult that blended free love attitudes with Christianity.
What's the plural of sect, by the way?
I don't know. Sex.
Yeah.
You are fired. Step away from the machine. Lisa, pull his chair away. Pull his chair away from the machine.
Come on.
Bye-bye.
That was a good
You can't alley-oop yourself.
Yeah,
being with the alley-oop to himself. He did that a lot.
Yes, he did.
I'm a sucker for the old Rodney drops.
So this is during the time where Rodney complained and they couldn't play the actual Rodney drop.
Correct.
They it up.
So they found a workaround somehow. You could never know that was Rodney in there.
Rodney.
Everybody can do a bad Rodney. That's one of those impressions. Geometric, give us a Rodney.
All right. You just finished listening to the Bomb Pops. Sorry.
Ringo is so upset with that impression.
I loved it. Scarface came out. It was like the 30th anniversary of it, the Al Pacino movie. So they were doing a giveaway. And so listen, what their idea was how you call in and win the prize.
Could we get our listeners to do a little Scarface for us when they call and talk to Chip answering the phones?
I think that's an awesome idea.
What would you like them to do?
I want them to say hello to my little friend.
Yes.
now when Chip answers the phone, you don't say anything except that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You say what again, Lisa?
Say hello to my little friend.
Lisa sounds like a Muppet doing Scarface. She does.
In my head, it sounds so good.
Right.
So Lisa, the woman of 1,000 voices.
She's Pepe the Shroom from The Muppet Show.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, good point. Oh, this is funny how this worked out because they released a album of Muppet songs covered by contemporary bands. I was so excited, but then when I listened to the songs, it wasn't that good. But anyway, it gave someone an idea, and our last clip will be an Afro cone.
I can't believe my band and I were not asked to sing with the Muppets. Nothing is cooler than contemporary artists and the Muppets. It's not the Smurfs or Winnie the Pooh or even Step Up 3D 2. Why can't we get a gig or two? Is it cause we suck? Is it cause we suck?
Oh, so nice to hear from the Mumfords.
That's one of those calls when you hear him. Damn it, why didn't I think of that? So whoever you were, good job. And that's the week that was.
Oh, shit. That Mumford & Sons. I can't believe that was a band. I can't believe they're so popular.
Muppets & Sons.
Muppets.
Yeah, Muppets & Sons.
All right, let me screen and we'll do the podcast roundup and then we'll get out of here.
God damn it, let me finish my intro.
Nailed it.
Ow! 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 Ow!
You get it. When you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue.
Janky podcast.
This study says England's the greatest place in the world. Why would anyone leave?
Emotional damage.
All right, let's start with the Cup of Tina chat. Of course, Bean's moving back to America, and we did a special podcast about Bean moving, so tune into that one. But Bean was talking about what he's going to do with his hair. And so he had Donna straighten it.
So she used a hair straightener, and I thought it looked pretty good. My fear was that I was going to end up looking like freaking Keith Urban or somebody who has terrible straight hair. His hair is awful. Awful, right?
Okay.
That's what I was worried about. It didn't come out like that. I thought it ended up looking pretty good. And I said, you know what? I thank you for that. I'm willing to do that every day, or have you teach me how to do that every day. I said, you know what? I feel like I kind of look like George Washington with this hair, the way it looks today. Donna says to me, she says, more like Martha Washington. And then I thought, you know what? Losing battle, even when I'm trying, even when I'm coming to her and saying I'm willing to put in some effort here, she's still mocking it. You don't want your wife to say you look like Martha Washington.
You don't want your wife saying that.
No.
Okay, couple things there. First, Martha Washington and George Washington kind of had the same hair.
Yeah.
Second, Bean doesn't want to look like Keith Urban, but he's cool with looking like George Washington.
Okay. I don't know what he thinks Keith Urban's going to look like in 20 years, but I'm pretty sure it's closer to George Washington than what Bean is. So,
yeah, well, Bean's going to cut his hair before he gets to America so that he can pass customs and stuff. So then they talked about the Malaysian flight.
You know, it takes me back to that Malaysia flight that left. You know, they couldn't figure out what was going on in it because they got no responses back.
Did they ever find that plane?
Don't bring it up. You know, that's very painful for me. That's still unresolved here. And I'm working with my therapist on it, and it doesn't help.
I remember before I had joined Kevin and Bean, just listening to you. I mean, it seemed like daily. Just where is that plane? I've got to get to the bottom of it. It's like you had a situation room. It delighted me.
It's one of the great mysteries of my lifetime.
So since Geometric Bananas is here, we're going to do more flashbacks in this podcast roundup. And we have the review of him talking about the missing Malaysian airplane.
So the reason you're in here is because you have news.
Where's the plane?
You have news on Malaysia Airlines 370? You got an update for
there's
me?
There's no news. And there will be no
news. Where's the plane?
It's in the
ocean. Bean's got to know.
No.
Here's the thing about Bean, who is compulsive obsessive at the very least, along with his Asperger's. He's still, to this day, obsessed with that flight, with that plane disappearing. And we were talking yesterday in the office. He said, you guys aren't interested? And I was like, no, not really. I mean, for the most part, it's been a month. It's
tomorrow.
Okay. It's most likely gone. And here's a report on the search for the plane and how it's been going.
3 weeks searching over 24 nations, aircraft, ships, hundreds of thousands of miles, and nothing to offer. Incomplete and slow to reveal information misdirected search teams thousands of miles north from where the plane was last electronically observed. Constant sightings of what turns out to be unrelated debris.
We have another half hour. Is that cool?
Demonstrates
yes, it's
no
cool.
One is
keep
even
playing
clear
it.
What to look for?
Yeah. Look.
But the clip that you just played belies your premise, which is that nobody should care about the plane anymore. Did you listen to all the questions that are still unanswered about this thing?
No, there's an answer, but no one seems to want to listen to it.
Wouldn't you say
it's in the ocean? It crashed in the ocean. And they're all gone.
But how and why?
What does it matter?
It matters a great deal. What was all the stuff that was happening in the cockpit where they're turning off the locating devices and things like that before the plane went down? Who was behind the controls? Was it the pilot? Was it a suicide mission? Was it a passenger who was taken over the plane? Was the thing hijacked? Did the thing blow up? There's a million questions about what happened to that plane. And they've got to find it so that they can start answering some of those questions and get some answers. And they're frankly running out of time.
They are, because the batteries in the little black box are going to run out. And at that point, whatever beacon signal's being sent up is gone. And we're never going to know, Bean. That's the thing. We're never going to know, most likely.
That's my greatest fear in life.
How is
that we're never going to know?
How is that your greatest fear in life?
Because we might never know what happened to the plane.
So that's the world. You don't always get answers for everything.
In the 21st century, something that involves technology, you generally do get answers.
Correct.
It's very rare to have something like this. I mean, how often can you recall that a jet has fallen out of the sky and not been found?
Right. But the point is that it most likely has, and that's the end of the story. For the most part. I mean, is it possible to find it? Of course, yeah.
And look, if they do find out information, it will be interesting to find out what's going on. We're not saying that it's completely irrelevant, but to get up the first thing in the morning every day and check for news and check again before you go to bed every night, your obsession is weird.
Dean told us that yesterday. Bean told us it's his first thought in the morning and his last thought before he goes to sleep.
The way they're just beating this story to death, if anything does happen, you won't be able to avoid that information. It'll be piped into every news source on the planet. They'll come to your house and knock on the door. Wolf Blitzer will show up at your house and tell you personally what's going on. So for you to seek out information when there is none is mental.
But, guys, this isn't like the D.B. Cooper hijacking of the 1970s that I'm hanging on to it every morning waiting for new news. This is an ongoing investigation of something that happened less than 30 days ago that we have actively people in the air and on the sea trying to find answers
to. Right, but they've been doing that for 30 days.
Right, but it's very likely that one of these days there is going to be some news.
And you'll when hear there it. Is, trust me, you'll
get I want to know about it.
You'll get it. They're not going to hide it from you, Bean. They're not going to keep it a secret when they're talking for days and days and days when they have nothing to talk about. You think maybe they'll mention it if they find something out?
CNN
yes,
brought in a
just
psychic.
Go about your business then. They'll get to you. Just go about your life. But
so, yeah, that's part of the clip. I know I played a lot. Just it's hilarious to me. Just the way they just berate Bean for being.
And Ralph's the actual voice of reason. Like, thank you. Like, especially because we can use hindsight here. Yeah, we still haven't found the blame.
And Kevin's also the voice of reason, which is kind of surprising.
So. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah,
that's a sweet.
But the whole fascination that Bean had with that plane, and all the times he gets just caught up in all the little things, like trying to avoid having Keith Urban's hair. But I think probably what happened was is the pilots were listening to probably one of Bean's tweet streams or you know ideas on the radio, and they just said, "Fuck it, going in the water." As we discussed earlier, Frank Murphy on Frank and Friends had Air Supply.
Boring. Kind you of a, uncultured fucks.
I was not enthusiastic about this episode. You know, because Kevin and me doesn't like classic rock, but Frank always has a way to bring it around. And so this is Frank talking about the Losers singles party in the 90s with Air Supply.
And we thought, oh, we could put them in one of our quarterly singles parties. Every 3 months, we did a singles party, and each one had a different theme. Jimmy, being a wise guy, said, we're going to do a Losers singles party on Valentine's Day. And the idea is maybe we can get Air Supply to play it. But David says, I'm not going to tell them, Frank, you got to go tell them. And I have a two-on-one meeting with the great Graham Russell and Russell Hitchcock. And I've got to pitch you on this idea of performing at an Elks Lodge where we're serving macaroni and cheese. And we've got the world's worst stand-up comedian as your opening act.
So was this world's worst stand-up comedian, Sam, the Armenian comedian? I think so.
I wish.
They used to do singles parties every 3 months. That is pretty crazy. But here, let's keep going.
So we start putting promos on the air, but we played the promos straight. You know, coming in concert to the Elks Lodge in La Mirada, Air Supply, and then a clip of the song. But we just played it. It was produced the same as if it were a kind of promo for Stone Temple Pilots. But it was Air Supply. Right. Well, you guys must have heard it. I don't know if you remember any of this. And I start getting calls and saying, I know they agreed to an acoustic set. However, we're going to add an electric guitar. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I contact people and blah, blah, electric guitar. Then I get another call a few days later. Hey, we're going to bring drums. We're bringing drums. Okay, next thing. And then next thing you know, it's a full back line. And then by the time we get to the event on Valentine's night, it's the full show. And you guys walk down on stage. And I got to tell you, every person in that audience, if you think about it, when they were in middle school and high school, you guys were hitting the top of the chart, the song after song after song. So they knew every song. They're singing along. You know what we were, Russell? We were lost in love.
So it was pretty weird to see that the K-Rock audience reacted that well to Air Supply. I know I wouldn't have.
Oh, but Christopher would have been booing, yeah.
Can you repeat, just cut in my last comment about the uncultured stuff? We'll throw that in there. You uncultured fucks.
Kevin and B did that a lot. They would bring someone in that was kind of considered a joke, and then the audience would find out they're really good. So that's another example of that.
I think it was just alcohol. I mean, you drink enough, you'll just get into anything.
True.
Let's go over to Jankytown. It was their 100th episode. So they recapped the top 10 countries listening to Jankytown. So I think we should play a little bit of Bean Makes Us Guess. Lindsay? Who gets penis slapped?
Penis slapped. Bean is a dick. Pretty dope, yo. Just want to tell ya, I am the dumbest human alive. Now we have time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Guess.
Thank you, Lindsay. Okay, so top 10 countries. Who wants to play? Drew.
I'm in, you know.
Other than the United States, because that's number one, of course, list the other top 9 countries.
Okay, how about this? I'll give you 3, and it's going to be what I think are my top 3. Canada, United Kingdom is several countries. Are we going to include that as one, or do I have to pick one out of the United Kingdoms?
I'll take United Kingdom.
United Kingdom. And this is going to be like a weird odd throw, but I'm going to throw Germany because I got some info. What do we got?
You got 3 of them.
Yeah.
Geometric bananas. Can you add to the list?
I actually heard this episode. So do I get excused or do I just cheat and remember from what I heard?
You're the female Kevin, so you'll probably be wrong.
And you're adding. I went blind. You're adding, so.
Well, okay, you know what? I am the female Kevin, so I'm just going to throw in joke answers that I know are 100% wrong. And I'm going to go with, gosh, I don't even really know a lot of, okay, Boston.
Perfect.
Throwback to that segment, if you guys remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which state has the most Irish people? Yep. Okay, Jen, you got any countries?
Did he say Australia?
No, he did not.
Nope.
I will say Australia.
You got one, yeah.
For time.
Edwin, you can jump in.
I heard this too, so I have to recuse myself, even though I've forgotten what they said.
Okay, keep going, Jen.
Spain?
No.
United States, number 1. Thank you, everyone. Iceland, number 2. Canada, number 3. The United Kingdom, number 4. Mexico, number 5. Tunisia, number 6. Australia, number 7. Japan, number 8. Tanzania, number 9. And Germany, number 10.
I feel Thank very you. Honored. I
yeah.
feel very honored.
Thank you to everyone. And I'm guessing that they're not locals. I'm guessing they're servicemen and women in the U.S. Armed Forces.
That's awesome.
So thank you to everyone who listens to us and our stupid little podcast that we call it. Jankytown.
Drew?
With the exception of Germany and Japan, where do we have servicemen in any of those countries? I did not know that we have places in Canada and also Iceland. And also, Iceland has one of the lowest populations in the entire world, like to the point that like they are worried about their actual like growth from birth rate to get people to move there. Who went to Iceland? Because there is no way there's just like some like enclave of Jankytown in Iceland. And if there is, I want to go there.
It's mm-hmm. Bjork and the Share Cubes there.
Oh, that's where she... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a shock that Iceland was on the list.
Number 2. That's the shock. Yeah. That was the thing. Because trust me, Iceland is very, very small when it comes to population. So the fact that it's number 2 is just like... Is there an office building that someone put on an episode one day? I want to know why it's number 2. We need to deep dive this.
Drew investigates. Get on it, Drew.
Okay, I'll Drew investigate it.
There was a couple of calls on Jankytown.
Yeah, I remember when the Quitters Never Give Up podcast, Edwin called and challenged us to cornhole?
Yeah.
And he called back.
Hey, Janksters. This is Edwin from the Quitters Never Give Up podcast. Don't you remember we challenged you to a cornhole tournament, me and Christopher versus Dave and Beerma? Come on, let's do this thing. Your 100th episode is coming up. Have a big old party, a big old meetup. Let's play some cornhole. The winner gets to call themselves officially the jankiest podcast out there. That's our challenge. So get back to me.
The gauntlet has been thrown down, Muggs. I totally forgot about this, but I would challenge them. I suck at cornhole, but it's fun. I enjoy playing it. I think you're pretty good, right? And I think that was his thing was Christopher was pretty good and the other dude was not good. So, what the hell are you doing, dog? So it's kind of even. Muggs, would you be down to do a little cornhole competition again?
Wait, before we get to the answer, why is Muggs doing carpentry in the background? I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I heard it too, and I heard something from Dave about a dog. So it sounds like there is a dog whose tail is wagging near him.
Okay, all right, let's keep going.
The Quitters Never Give Up podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, win or lose, though, we are the jankiest podcast around. So
absolutely. I'm down. Let's do it.
We're not playing. All right. We'll have to figure that out eventually.
Set it up.
Yes. So, Christopher, if you're – or Edwin. Sorry, Edwin. Yes, Edwin called. Edwin, I know if you're listening, we will be in contact eventually.
Yes, sir.
So there it is. There's the response. I need to start getting into training for cornhole.
That's what I was going to talk to you about. So, you know, I live in the Midwest. I'm not sure you know this. I've played many of cornhole. So you need a coach. You know, I can get out there. We'll go ahead. You can start with wrenches because, you know, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge. No.
If you can cornhole a wrench.
If you can cornhole a wrench. There we go.
You can cornhole a beanbag.
I'll fly out. We'll shoot this. We'll make this a thing.
I don't know if that'll.
We have time. Like, we can plan this for years.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't. There's not like a hard deadline. Dave said he'll get back to us. Between his podcast and ours, we put things off more than anybody. So,
coming 2024.
I'm sorry. I'm having an Anderson Cooper moment again. Yeah, Sam said he'd do the barbecue for us if we ever had an event. So we're ready. For 2026, we'll be there. Christmas.
It's going to be a great decade in 2030.
Let's see. Kevin and Sluggo were talking about sleepwalking.
I'm not buying the story from the beginning. I'm going to tell you right at the top. Not buying it.
All right.
There's details missing. There's details that can't be true.
Okay.
Man accidentally chops off his own penis while dreaming about slaughtering a goat.
Dun, dun, dun.
This one is a guy from Ghana. He's a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly his wife was gone.
Right.
And he was having a dream.
Right.
And when he woke up, his penis and testicles were gone.
So he woke up. He didn't wake up when it happened.
Right.
He woke up later.
Right.
What kind of drugs is that dude
this
on?
But let's think about this.
Yes.
If you're sleepwalking,
mm-hmm.
and something as extreme as cutting off a body part happens.
Mm-hmm.
You don't snap right to?
Right.
And also, can you do that in one swipe?
I could. Easy. No, I don't know.
So whenever anybody brings up sleepwalking and doing things while they're sleeping, I think of Kevin and the strawberry ice cream.
So Ambien is one of the most popular sleeping agents that is prescribed in America today. I don't take it very often, but I have taken it a few times before, and I love it. But I understand not everybody has the same experience.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's body chemistry is different, and some people react so bizarrely with Ambien that you can't even figure out, like, you're doing things that you would never do otherwise.
Yeah. My wife, for instance, right in my own house, she gets up and eats in the middle of the night. She has no memory. She'll come downstairs, and there'll be an empty container of Nutella on the counter, and she'll be like, how did that get there?
She knows.
Look, you know what Ambien's like.
Yeah.
You've had your own problems on Ambien,
well,
right?
Well, I mean, if having ice cream on the walls of my room is any indication, yes.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, you remember that story.
Ice cream on the walls
yes,
of your room?
Yes, I had strawberry ice cream, and I was going to take a nap, and I woke up, and there was ice cream everywhere on the walls.
I want to party with you, cowboy.
Seriously.
The famous Kevin strawberry ice cream story. You've had problems with Ambien, Drew?
Okay, so my family does have a history of sleepwalking, and in the few times I've taken Ambien, one time I woke up in the middle of eating a delicious sandwich that, like, I made something that was a magnificent monster, and was like, oh, what am I? I'm not mad at this. And it was waking up out of the Ambien dream. Yes, that stuff makes you do stuff you don't remember. And it's a hell of a drug.
Nice. What do you remember? What the recipe for that sandwich? I love.
Oh, dude, it was insane. Like, I mean, I'm the type that if I make a sandwich, it's like, you know, white bread, bologna, cheese, maybe. This thing had like lettuce, tomato, sliced onion. Like, I mean, I went to town like I was Subway, and I swear, if I was awake, I would have never even considered that as an option. So, I was like, I'm the only person who lives here. No one else could make this sandwich. It's in my hands. I'm not arguing this at all, but it's so delicious. So thank you, Ambien.
Nice. I want a recipe for that sandwich later.
I'll hook you up, bro.
All right. Let's go over the Ralph Report. It was Rachel Ray's birthday.
Rachel Ray was born. Oh. American celebrity chef, cookbook author, cooking show host. She's famous for her meals you can make in 30 minutes, for example.
Cooks for her dog access. All the time.
Yes, and she's got a whole line of dog food now. Nutrish.
Yeah.
She's known for her famous abbreviations for things.
I hate that.
Her most famous recipe, Eddie Pence, is something she calls Mexican lasagna.
Hmm.
It's just like Italian lasagna, only it's made with Mexican-leaning ingredients.
Okay.
You can use any meat. She says in this recipe here, ground chicken breast, chili powder, cumin, red onions chopped, a can of black beans that have been drained, stewed tomatoes, frozen corn kernels. Smush everything between some spinach tortillas, cheddar cheese or Monterey Jack pepper cheese shredded, scallions finely chopped. Then you bake the whole thing. And when it comes out, it looks like lasagna, but it's got that Mexican flair.
Gotcha.
So is Eddie Pence going to dig into some Mexican lasagna? One lasagna, two lasagna, three. Oh.
If you could take the beans out, I would eat it.
You can't take the beans out. That's one of the things that makes it Mexican.
Put extra meat in it.
It's delish.
And buh, as she calls it.
And nutrish.
Oh, come on. Dad, you seem like you felt fine. What happened? Dad.
Eddie made the right call not eating that. That's not Mexican. It's not. I don't know. If she makes food for her dogs, I worry about that food too.
Jen? Exactly.
I am Mexican, and that 100% is not a Mexican lasagna. That sounds gross.
So for Rachel Ray,
murder.
And then on on the Chuckleheads page, she'll go ahead and post Omar's Rachel Ray hate because we don't have time.
Yes.
Where he cuts out the Wheatins box. I have that clip, but I've already played like a whole bunch of flashbacks.
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
Ralph's injury report. He injured his penis.
Speaking of penises.
Yeah.
I burst a blood vessel in my penis.
You did not.
I did.
You're doing what?
I assume just masturbating, just having my share of myself.
Jesus. So your penis had a little stroke.
Over the weekend, my penis had a stroke.
In more I appreciate ways you than not. One. I appreciate you not showing a picture.
I looked I appreciate the next that. Morning.
Yeah.
I went to go to the bathroom like I do when I wake up.
Yeah.
And there was a huge bruise.
Please don't show me, but where?
You want to see it?
No,
I'll
just
show you real quick.
Please do not show. Oh,
yeah, I can show you.
Fuck.
Without showing
I don't.
You anything really important.
Why am I looking? Why? I don't. Oh, okay. Near the base of the shaft. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Still more than one. Fuck. Why'd I look? I had so much. I had three other directions to look.
Yeah, the injury list is getting longer and longer.
Why?
Well, just so you know, Drew, the Quitters Never Give Up microphones were there. So there it is. The Quitters Never Give Up microphones. Well.
Did he fight ninjas with his penis? Just, we'll move on.
I was also able to get another interview for this podcast. We got Ralph's penis on the line. Here we go.
All right. And now, the big moment we've been waiting for. We'll hear the roar of the crowd, get in the background. They are going to remember the night forever.
I don't know if Ralph's penis is doing well after that stroke. So that was bad. I'm going to hell. I know it. My apologies. And that's the roundup. Thank you. Come again.
All right, who's doing the outro? Why am I saying that?
Eddie, it's your turn. Or geometric.
I did it last show.
Okay, then Chris, it's your turn.
All right. After that, you want you to let me do it? Yeah.
Drew, it's your turn.
Yeah, Drew, you've never done an outro.
Oh, I don't even know what to say. No.
Drew will. And not too long from now.
The big grouse penis is doing the outro.
Call the people, sweep up everything, and Times Square will be fine by morning. But for right now, what a night to remember. Brian?
Thank you, Ralph's penis. I don't know why he's in Times Square. all right, well, this has been another fantastic episode of Quitters Never Give Up. Well-oiled machine as it is, we want to thank Geometric Bananas for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Catch her on her Chuckleheads page, both on Instagram and Twitter at KNB Chuckleheads, right?
KB.Chuckleheads.
KB.Chuckleheads. I should get those things right. And join her for her new podcast, You Be the Judge, which will probably be featured on here. I don't know. Maybe she'll deny us access after hearing that.
No, you guys can feature it. You definitely can feature it.
We got consent. We're good.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Oh, dear God.
We're going to hell.
I got to tell you, Dick has never sounded better.
I'm recording for my own safety. I'm recording for my own safety. I'm recording for my own safety. I'm recording for my own safety, Christy. I'm recording for my own safety, Christy.
I want to apologize to the internet.
I owe you an apology.
I'm sorry.
I'm disappointed in myself.
I'm only here to say that I'm so sorry.
I'm going to apologize for a lot of things.
This has all taught me a really valuable lesson.
I have a lot to work on as a human. I don't know who that person was.
I was the person that I didn't want to be.
Like I said, I made a huge mistake. I don't expect to be forgiven.
You know, I failed you.
I wish that I could say this is the last time that I would make a mistake.
I made a mistake.
I have made a lot of changes in my life.
I have changed so much as a human being.
I've taken a lot of time to do a lot of self-reflection.
I'm excited to continue to grow and mature from this.
I should be setting an example.
It was not okay.
I'm embarrassed by my own actions.
From the bottom of my heart, I am sorry.
I am so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm truly sorry.
I am so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I am sorry. I am so sorry.
I am so unbelievably sorry.
I'm sorry.
We are very sorry.
So I am sorry for that.
I'm so sorry. I will be sorry for until the day I die.
I'm so sorry. There's no excuse.
There are no excuses for it.
I'm not going to give any excuses because there's no excuse for it whatsoever.
I have no excuses.
I was in a very dark place.
I'm just an idiot.
And hopefully you guys can accept my apology.